welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay Series. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape, and this is Freedom Essay 9. This is the real liberation of women. In the following audio from her video, scientist Dr. Anna Fitzgerald describes how Jeremy Griffith's explanation of the human condition brings desperately needed reconciling understanding to the relationship between men and women, an issue that has been a source of great trauma and suffering for humankind. The actual explanation of how this wonderful reconciliation is achieved is presented in Freedom Essays 26 and 27. This video also appears as video 9 in the introductory series of videos at the top of our homepage at www.humancondition.com. This video was filmed in January 2017.
I came across these explanations 15 years ago whilst I was in the middle of finishing my PhD in biological sciences in New Zealand. I'm now a science program strategist. I coordinate large molecular science collaborations in Australia. When I heard this explanation of our human behaviour all those years ago, its power to explain the world was just, it was just so totally accountable. It captivated me. So I moved to Australia to help promote these critically important understandings. As a woman, this explanation was both really very arresting and confronting because, it's fearlessly honest about humans' contradictory nature. It makes sense of what it means to be a woman, our nurturing instincts and compassion, as well as our neuroses and vanity and emotionality. It goes so far as to make sense of why we have developed our feminist streak to counter, that baffling and oppressive egocentricity of men. But what's really astonishing is that we can now understand why this egocentricity in men was actually necessary. Until we could explain the human condition, we couldn't acknowledge the differences between men and women because it only led to prejudices. So all we could ask for, or in fact, even demand, was equality. But because Griffith's work establishes the equal worth or goodness of all humans, we can now understand the different roles that men and women have traditionally played in the human journey. And this is actually the unlocking point. This is what brings about deep empathy for each other. It does, it heals the divide. As a scientist, I find the evolutionary biology underpinning the explanation of these roles just absolutely fascinating. There's a powerful quote about women's plight in Griffith's book Freedom from the South African writer Olive Schreiner, and this encapsulates every woman's hope, and that is to be born a woman in the future is not to be born branded, but to be valued, loved for their real self. And that's essentially what can happen now that the human condition has been explained. This explanation brings about the true liberation of women and the reconciliation of the sexes, which, it's truly extraordinary. I really implore everyone, especially women, to look into this because to be able to understand why men and women have behaved the way they've behaved was nothing short of life-changing for me.
That was Dr. Anna Fitzgerald. You've been listening to Freedom Essay 9, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. You can watch Jeremy Griffith present the breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition in Freedom Essay 3 or read Chapter 1 of Freedom. How men and women are reconciled by the understanding of the human condition is explained in Freedom Essay 26 and Freedom Essay 27 and in Chapter 8.11b of Freedom. These essays were composed between 2017 and 2019 by Jeremy Griffith, Damon Isherwood, Fiona Cullen-Ward and Bronnie Fitzgerald at the Sydney WTM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.